Good afternoon, I'm Jian Li with today's episode of Easy News. Economics Minister Wang Meihua is defending the government's decision to hike electricity rates as she faces calls to justify the increases before the legislative yuan. Lawmakers from both the KMT and the Taiwan People's Party have raised the possibility of freezing the Economic Ministry's budget and requiring legislative approval before electricity prices can be adjusted. Wang says rate hikes are necessary in order to ensure a stable electricity supply from Thai Power, as there has been a sharp rise in the international fuel costs due to the Russia-Ukraine war. Wang says only moderate measures were adopted to allow Thai Power to absorb the costs, and the rate hike mainly targets heavy users, which mitigates the impact on people's livelihood. Mainland Affairs Council Minister Qiu Taisan says ROC passport holders must bear in mind the risks of visiting China following the enactment of an amended state secrets law. The warning comes after Beijing amended the law on guarding state secrets to expand the definition of state secrets and the scope of entities responsible for confidentiality. According to Cho, the law's vague provisions increase uncertainty, which together with the low transparency of rule of law in China means the risk of Taiwanese travelers violating the law has greatly increased. In international news, workers and activists around the world have been marking May Day with largely peaceful rallies against rising prices and calling for greater rights. Charles de Ledesma has the story.
In France, pro-Palestinian groups and anti-Olympics activists join the march in Paris, which will host the Summer Games in less than 3 months, while rallies in Athens followed widespread strikes to demand a return to collective bargaining rights. Pro-Palestinian protesters joined in, with one group chanting, "You are not alone." In Lebanon, an economic crisis came following decades of corruption. Demonstrator Abed Taha calls for workers to unite and hits out at the punishment inflicted on the people of Gaza by Israel.
I have to congratulate all the workers in the world for their day. But what is going on in Gaza is really a catastrophe, as well as a massacre that Israel is making against the Palestinians.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UCLA Chancellor Jean Block says a group of instigators came on campus to forcefully attack the pro-Palestinian encampment, prompting the school to ask for assistance from outside law enforcement agencies. Block is offering his sympathy to those who were injured and anyone who feels unsafe on campus. And he's promised that the university will conduct a thorough investigation that he said may lead to arrests, expulsions, and dismissals. Block says the administration is also examining its own security response. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is also calling for an investigation into the events on UCLA's campus. Georgia's parliament has moved a step closer to passing a law that critics fear will stifle media freedom and endanger the country's European Union membership bid. Tens of thousands of protesters have thronged surrounding streets of the capital. Protesters are denouncing the bill as the Russian law because Moscow uses similar legislation to stigmatize independent news media and organizations critical of the Kremlin. Dozens of people were arrested in the latest rallies, and an opposition leader was seen bandaged and bruised after police used tear gas and water cannons to disperse protesters. A third and final reading of the bill is ahead. That was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Jian Lee.